good evening, everybody. I know it's been a while, probably like 2 weeks. I don't really have that many listeners, but for the ones that are listening or have been listening, I know it's been a while, but school's done. I'm back. So let's go ahead and get into it. Grab that wine, grab that drink, grab the weed, whatever that gets you nice and loosey goosey, and let's get on down into the diary. Dear diary, you know, I have been dealing with blended families since I was 7, maybe 6. And now that I'm grown and I have my own family that I've now blended together, you would think it would be so simple, but it's not. Because you are not only dealing with the personalities in your house, you now have to deal with personalities outside of your house. Boss has 2 other children by 2 other women, and one woman he really wasn't in a relationship with, that's his son's mother. And at first, she was a bit standoffish, but I think over time, she might be getting used to me now, because it's like, all right, she's been here for damn near 4 years. She's probably thinking, you know, she's not going anywhere, so let me just go ahead and make peace. The daughter's mother, though. So there was an incident over the past weekend, and I'm tired of the shit. Like, you know, she about to bring me out my character. She about to bring the whole Jersey out of me. And I'm really trying not to go there. But this little girl think, I actually don't know what she think. But she's pregnant right now. So, cool. I'll wait for the baby to drop. And then I think I'm going to go ham. Because I think, you know, people get used to your demeanor, especially when you're real laid back, you're nice, you really don't have too much confliction with you, so they just think they can say and do whatever they want to do. Because somebody like me, I'm not the confrontational type. I'll let you do you. But the more you keep pushing my buttons and the more I hinder and hold on to it, that's when I explode. It's not good, but that's just how I function. And as I get older, my tolerance for the bullshit, I just cannot deal with it. So she tests me twice over this past weekend. She didn't want her daughter's hair to get wet because she had just got it done for school. But this is my daughter's birthday weekend. But I don't want anybody to feel left out. So I had to rearrange my daughter's birthday weekend. Okay. But now, because your daughter wants to call you, because my son is not even really doing nothing to her, but you know, baby girl, she gets real frustrated when she's sleepy. So everything bothers her. So she calls her mother Saturday night. And then I get a text Sunday morning to drop her off early. I agreed to it. But then I found out why she wants to get dropped early by baby girl. Because of my son. Oh no, we're not about to play that game. That's something we're not about to do. So those were the things that I had to deal with. And when I tell you I am too done, I'm done.
So that was my entry. It's been about 2 weeks, so a lot has happened, but a lot hasn't happened. I just finished up with school for the spring semester, so I got a little break, and I just really couldn't record for the past 2 weeks because I was just trying to finish up with school. Now that that's out the way, I think I could go back and refocus, reprogram. For anybody that has a blended family, and if you don't know what a blended family is, it's pretty much when two people get together and they each have their own children, and then they come together like the Brady Bunch. That's a blended family. Even though the mom and dad didn't have children of their own together, they still incorporated the children they already had into the marriage. And that's pretty much a blended family. So that's what I have going on. But I've always had that. Ever since, like, my mom and my dad. My brother's father had a daughter when him and my mom met. We were actually playing together at Chuck E. Cheese. And it just so happened that both our parents kind of, you know, hit it off. So, his father ended up moving in with us in Virginia. And that was pretty cool. He was an awesome. He really wasn't even a stepfather because him and my mother never got married. But I considered him my stepfather. He was amazing. I loved him. Rest in peace to him. He was a great man provider. I don't know how he was, you know, relationship wise, but as a father, since my father wasn't around, he was amazing. And I loved him as my own father. He treated me just like his daughter. He went shopping for me. He did everything for me. He was the bomb. And then my father married this woman in New York. I didn't like her at first, because I'm a true daddy's girl at heart. For anybody that's a daddy's girl, you already know. Can't a woman come over here and take my place? That's not about to happen. You pretty much think of anything mean you could possibly do at the age of 7 to your girlfriend's father. I did it. I'm not even ashamed. I threw her keys. I hit her. He had a picture of her in her wallet. I put that bitch all the way in the back of the wallet and put me in the front. I wanted to sabotage the wedding, but I didn't really have the balls to do that. But I ended up moving in with them. Third grade. Moved to New York. And it was hell. She really thought she was trying to be my mother. I wasn't having it. I already have a mother. You just happened to marry my father. I would write, "I hate you," after taking a shower because the steam hit the mirror. I would write, "I hate you." Like, I just was not feeling her. It wasn't until I got older and my dad moved away and then he passed that me and her really clicked. She had a son. So I had a stepbrother. Their relationship was kind of rocky. It still is rocky. I got a niece out of the deal. She's bomb. Shout out to her. Love you, boo. But I just always had and always dealt with a blended family. So making my own and stepping into my own really wasn't a big deal. But some people aren't used to that. And boss's ex-wife is definitely a perfect example of someone who hasn't gotten over the relationship between them, but you served the papers. Let's just be clear on that. And she's not used to someone else being in her daughter's life, female wise, besides her family, of course, I'm pretty sure. Again, I'm used to this whole co-parenting thing. I've been dealing with it with my son's father. Well, not really, because you can't really call that co-parenting, because I do all the parenting. But he had a few girlfriends every now and again, and whether they met my son or not, like, I had, you know, I'm used to this type of living arrangement. Some people aren't. She's not. It's been 4 years, and she still has to throw herself in the mix. And for anybody that might be new to this whole blended family situation, it's only complicated if all parties make it, or not even all parties, if some part of the parties make it complicated, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not about you guys, it's about the children. And you have now formed a bond with these new children of yours. And they now become yours, or they should become yours. I take on a boss's children as my own, regardless if they're with us or not. You know, I think about them every day. I do little things for them, even if they're not here, you know, when I can. It's just, it's all about how you feel. And it's hard, it is, because, again, you're dealing with all different types of personalities that you may not be used to. But when you love someone, you love them and their children and everything that comes with them. You know, yeah, boss's ex-wife, she's still in her feelings, and you can tell that she may not be in love with him, but she misses him. It permeates from her every time, you know. And who knows, he could say he's over it, but he might still miss it a little bit, you know. And I think that's natural. As humans, you get into these situations and you really don't know the outcome. And when it doesn't go the way you think or thought it was going to go, it hurts. It's a bust. And I think between the two of them, there's just unfinished business, really, on both their parts, because it ended so abruptly, honestly. I don't think it was ever really like a good, clean hash out. And sometimes it never really is, you know, like me and my son's father, we were able to talk about what went wrong, and we either agreed to disagree, but I know for a fact that it can never be again. He might think it might come, you know, back around, and he could be in La La Land about that all day. I'm over it. I'm done. But between the two of them, boss and his ex-wife, I think it's just unfinished business. And so now it's seeping into my life with my family, and I'm tired of the shit, you know? And it's even harder when you're someone like myself who isn't confrontational at all, who just wants peace, who's just like, yo, get over it, you know? Like, y'all not together. This is what it is. You're about to have a baby with your husband. Like, do that. Be happy and let go, let God. Like, it's just, life goes on, and pray on it, and maybe
certain things might come together, you know? As humans, you have to understand that the decisions that you have made are the results of what's going on right now, you know? And whether they were good decisions, bad decisions, indifferent decisions, or decisions that you just had no choice over, that's okay. But the life that you're in right now was based off of those decisions. So you either accept it and move on, or you wallow in it and sink. Misery loves company. And I think that sometimes people don't want to admit when their happiness is not real, or when they think they're happy, but they could be happier. And we all feel like that. I feel like that now. I'm happy if you ask me about my health and my children and my career and where my life is going. I could tell you I'm happy, but I could definitely tell you I could probably be more happier with, I don't know, the way that I look. I could probably drink more water. I could be happier with my financial situation. You know, it's always something that you could be more happier about, but right now you are happy. And not saying that she's not happy, but what permeates from her says something completely different. And again, a blended family is not supposed to be complicated. It's supposed to be a beautiful thing. Think about the word blend. You know, you blend cakes, you blend hair, you know, to make it the perfect color that you need it to be. You blend, you know, your food or just anything you could think of that can blend, it turns out to be something great 9 times out of 10, right? So think of it that way. I know a lot of you, millions of us, have come into this situation and have thought, oh my God, what the fuck have I gotten myself into, right? Again, it's what you make of it, you know? Because at the end of the day, when you met that person and that person told you that that person had children and you decided to stick around, remember what I just said previously. The decision that you made based on the life that you have right now, you chose to stay with that person based on everything surrounding that person. So how can you get mad right now at this very point of what's going on? I chose to be with a man who has 2 kids by 2 different women. Now, a couple of years ago, I was talking about people like that. But now that I'm in the situation and the man really didn't give me the judgment that I put onto people like that, it was different. I said, okay, I could take something. I could take that on. I already knew that, because women are just like that. I already knew that the women were probably going to have an issue. And that's fine. So I was mentally prepared. But see, what's hard to be prepared for is what comes, what the reactions are. So, yeah,
a man or woman may not be ready to see the other man or woman move on, especially when there's children involved. However, you already know, or you should just already be prepared for the reaction you might get. And like I said before, the son's mother, I barely knew she existed, right? But now, you know, if we text, it's based on the son. She's a little bit more, she communicates a little more, which is really good because I'm a communicator. Like, I'm not about to go through the ropes. I don't go to boss anymore. I went to boss at first to go through the moms. I don't need to do that. We're grown. We're mothers. We're women. We should be able to communicate amongst each other. So I initiated the communication. Of course, they held back and still continue to go through boss, which is fine. I'm going to force it because I'm not about to go through him. I don't need to. If I need to know something about the children, or if I need for you to know something about the children, I don't need to go to the father. I'm going to come straight to you. You're the mother. They live with you. I'm going to come to you. And now that I've initiated that and I've kept doing it, okay, they've been receptive to it. The disrespect is what I don't like. And she wasn't disrespectful over this past weekend, but she was stepping on my toes a whole lot. And I don't like that, especially since I just got a fresh pedicure. You're not about to do that. But she was stepping on my toes a whole lot, and I didn't like it. You are not about, you rearranged my daughter's birthday, that's one. And see, that's the thing, you know, you have to, everybody's household is different. And I think that's the main thing. A lot of people interfere. Oh, well, that's my child. And my child not about to do that because we don't do that in my house. But that's over there at your house, boo. What we do at my house is completely different. And see, that's why every party has to be on accord. It's good if you have, and if you have a great relationship with the other party, that's amazing. You know, like, I don't want it to be too close where, like, we going out to dinner and kikiing. I don't need it to be that close, but I do need it to, for it to be cordial. And it's a fake cordial. It's not a real cordial. It's just I have to talk to you because I have to deal with you and did it. Like, I don't like stuff like that. You know, like, I genuinely want to be, you know, open. Like, hey, you know, how's everything with baby girl or the son and whatever. And it just comes off just completely fake. And it's to the point where you don't want to be fake anymore. You know, that shit hurts. Doesn't it hurt your face when you fake smile? I don't know about nobody else, but when I fake smile, that shit hurts so bad. It hurts my eyes. It hurts my cheeks. And at this point, my cheeks and my eyes are hurting. When it comes to that girl. And I'm calling her a girl because at this point, I don't even see her as a woman. I see her as a little petty ass girl. And that's how I reference her. I don't even say her name at all. I call her baby girl's mother or mom or whatever. It's, like I said, it's easy when everyone is on one accord, you know? And having a blended family is just, it's amazing because it's kind of already self-made. I love that, you know? Like, we had our own children beyond each other. And then we came together, had this wonderful, beautiful girl. And now it's just like,
one big happy family coming from all different types of backgrounds. Like, I love it. And I love it because, like I said, I've been in a blended family for God knows how long. So this is natural to me. But this isn't natural for other people. And I get that, you know? I get that a whole lot. If you're not prepared for something as big as a blended family, don't step into it. Because as you see, you're going to be diving into a whole lot of different pools. Children, ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, side hoes, side dudes, people that just didn't even matter, accidents. You know, my girl met this guy a couple of weeks ago before her birthday, and they hit it off, they kicked it, and then maybe like a few weeks after her birthday, they get hit with some chick, some random, that he just screwed, got her pregnant. And I said, wow, you just met this dude and you already have to. So she just had the baby a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month ago. And nobody knew if it was really his or not. He claimed it, but he was like, I'm going to get a paternity test, da 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 da. Lo and behold, the baby's his. So I'm like, well, girl, are you going to stick around for that? Because he's already got like two other daughters from two other mothers. And now you got to deal with this broad. Like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, you know. But see, that's the thing. You already have to mentally be prepared. The baby was before she came, right? It was already there. Well, they were already together and then they got hip. So it wasn't like they were together and then months later down the road. You know, it wasn't like that. So it was still fresh. So she still, and she still does. She doesn't have to stick around. Like, that's a lot going on. But the type of female that she is, she said, well, you know, that relationship was before I even came around. You know, it's different if she was around. And yeah, here this girl go. But this was before she even came around. So she was like, really, what can I say? It is what it is. And she's choosing to stick around. The baby has nothing to do with it. So, you know. And everybody goes through that. It's your state of mind. It's your mentality. And if you don't have any kids and you meet someone who does, that might be even tougher because you don't really have the grasp of parenthood. And then not only are you stepping into parenthood, now you also have to deal with the other party, the mother or the father or whoever, you know? And you have no idea because you don't have your own children with someone else that you've had a relationship with. So you really don't know. So all I can say is that if you're a person with no children stepping into a relationship with someone who has children, go ahead. Children are amazing. They don't bite. They're awesome. They're amazing. So don't be too scared, but be very cautious. Because incorporating children into your relationship is tricky. And it's touchy. It's emotional. Because you're not just in a relationship with this person. You're in a relationship with the children too. You know? And that's why I don't think it's really good for people to meet children right away.
You know, especially if you don't even know where the relationship is going. I can't stand when women or even men are like, oh, I want you to meet my daughter. And we're only on the third date, though. Or my son. What? No. Let's kick it for a few months. And then if I'm still feeling you, then possibly I'll meet the child or children. But you don't always. Letting someone know that you have children up front, yes. But bringing them in and meeting them, no. I don't advise it. It's for what? You don't know. Not necessary. Not at all. But it's very important for people to know that relationships with children that you've already had from previous relationships, they are work. It's not effortless, although it would be so amazing and awesome if it was. It's not effortless. It definitely is something that you are going to have to work for. But if you love that person, if you're in love with that person, then falling in love with the children is even easier. And in dealing with what comes after that, just, you know, I don't like dealing with the ex-wife. She's too much and she knows she's too much. And I think she thinks she's getting away with a lot of shit, but she's really not. I'm just collecting it in my mind bank, so when I go to rip her a fucking asshole, a new one, she's like, wait, what did that come from? No, I'm going to throw everything in my mind bank that I've been storing back at your ass. Because that shit is coming. But like, she really doesn't really bother me that much. Because I already know what it is. You're mad. You're bitter, boo-boo. It's okay. I mean, if he wants to come back to you, he can. I'm sure it's an open door policy for you. So, I'm not really like, I don't stress about it. Because if he wants to go back, he can. I'm not holding him hostage. He can definitely go wherever he feels like he needs to go. And if he feels as though and she feels as though they want to rekindle and get back, then that's great. I mean, I love him to pieces, but at the end of the day, I don't know. Attachments at this point is really hard for me to do. Because I haven't found anybody who I think is worth attaching to, because they really haven't shown me what they want for me and with me. As I'm not trying to even make it out to be like, oh, boss doesn't care, or I don't care about him, or he doesn't care about me. It's not like that. It's just, reality is, I'm not going to cling to something that is easily able to walk up and leave. You know? If I felt like it was something, a stronghold, then I would feel differently. But he has the good giving will to go and do, not do whatever he wants to do, but to go wherever he pleases to be happy, you know? And I don't think he's going anywhere, because, I mean, he's had ample opportunity. I think we both realize that we are one for each other. We have to work at it. It's work. It's like it's not an effortless thing. If you think that it is, it's not. You have to work for what you want. And work to keep it at that.
All right, so if you want to email me, I haven't set up an Instagram or a Facebook page, and that's just because I really haven't gotten too many people. So I'll set that up once I feel like, you know, I don't really do Facebook, but I'll do Instagram. So once I get enough requests for an Instagram page, then I'll do one. But in the meantime, if you have any questions, or if you just want to throw in your own entry in the diary, you can. The email address is MILFDIARIES, the number 6, at gmail.com. And please forgive me for me saying it so slow. I always feel like I'm gonna misspell it. And if you like this podcast, please go and rate it, review it on Anchor. That'll let me know how I'm doing, what I need to do better. Just focus on my audience, because really my audience is targeted for the everyday soul. Just the 9 to 5, sitting in the traffic in the morning, in the afternoon, gangsta hustler, average Joe who has everything on the brain and just needs to hear something realistic instead of something that's not within their reach. You know, it's nothing worse than listening to people and looking at people who you know you'll never be able to reach, never be able to touch them. The best feeling is knowing that there are people who are relatable. And that's just really what I want to give to you guys. Relatable topics, issues, things that we can talk about and at the end of the day feel like, okay, I think I have a better understanding. I think I could get where I need to go. There is a great podcast for anybody, not just, you know, women, because it is two women. But I listen to Brown Ambition, and they're really dope. It's the, she's a budgetista. They talk about money and how to be really good with your finances, but they also talk about other things too. And you should check them out. They're pretty much wherever podcasts are, I believe. Again, that's Brown Ambition. And it's for men and women. It's, even though it is two women on there, they pretty much cover all things. But I listen to them and I get really good vibes and good energy, and it makes me think about they've progressed, but they have blended families, and they are establishing their own families, and you know, they're starting from the bottom, or they did start from the bottom and work their way up. And I like people that are like that, because they, even though they have climbed a whole lot of ladders, they are still touchable, they're still reachable. And those are the best kinds of people to listen to and hear from. So again, I'm ranting, I'm sorry. Again, if you want to email me, it's MILFDIARIES, number 6, at gmail.com. One day I'm really gonna say it and be confident about it and be like, yeah, that's my email. But right now I can't do that, no. I do have a quote. I'm never gonna walk away without giving you guys a quote. And I just wrote this on my refrigerator, because I need for the people in my house to know, like, when you start your day, I need to start your day off right. So my quote for the week is, expecting things to change without putting in any effort is like waiting for a ship at the airport. Like, you know that shit is not about to come. So, homie,
stop doing what you're doing and do something else. You know, effort. Effort. You need to, if you don't like something, change it. But you have to put effort into it, right? You have to know that you're trying to do something different with your life, with yourself, instead of just waiting for something to come that you know is never going to come. That ship is never going to come at an airport for one obvious reason. You know? So, set a goal, challenge, set a goal, may it be minor or major. It doesn't really need to be too major. Let's do minor because it's Wednesday, it's the end of the week, almost the end of the week. So let's just do something. It could be a major if you want, but I'm going to do something minor. Goal. So my goal for myself, literally when I get off this phone, I need to write a dispute letter to the creditors because my major goal is to get my credit score really, really high. So that way, when me and boss finally go and purchase this house that we so desperately want, I don't want to do this whole big loan thing or whatever. Like, I want to be able to have all my I's crossed. No, I's don't cross. I's get dotted. All my I's dotted, all my T's crossed, all my ducks in a row to make sure that we're able to get this house and there's nothing that needs to be done. We go there the same day and they're like, oh yeah, this house is yours. Boom, done. I know it'll be more steps to that, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to make it so it's not like we got to do this, 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 and this before we could get the house. I'm trying to go in same day, baby, and get that. So my major goal is to get the credit score really, really high. But I have to do the minor steps. So that's going to be my goal. I'm going to get off or finish writing these letters, and then I'm going to mail it off tomorrow, certified, $13.95, and wait my 30 days and see what happens. And I'll keep you posted on what they say because, you know, it's good to get your finances together, get that credit score, and that'll be another topic because what I've learned from Brown Ambition, your credit score just doesn't reflect, oh, it has, you know, that you can, like, get a credit card and stuff. It has everything to do with the jobs that you get and other little things like that. Some people don't think about that, but, you know, jobs don't hire you if your credit score is, like, a certain amount. Or, you know, it's just, like, other little things about your credit score and credit report that's really important. So I'm working on that. So challenge for the week, put effort into something, set a goal, do it, and then email me and let me know what it was. And then, I'll share it. You know, somebody might have the same goal as you and really don't know how to go about doing it. And if you share it with me, I'll share it with the rest of the world. And, you know, you're helping out a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. Anyway, love you guys. Talk to you later. Good night.